Let's go to Genesis 1:1. I'm going to take you on a fun trip.
Glory.
Try not to let your head spin. We're going. We're going to go, Ronnie, after we go to Genesis 1, we're going to go to Jeremiah 4:23. Jeremiah 4:23, and then we're going to go to Isaiah 14:12. So Genesis 1:1, Jeremiah 4:23, Isaiah 14:12. Now track with me so you get this, okay? You'll have to track along with me on this. Praise the Lord. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. Everybody look at me. Time, time, time. Okay, now Jeremiah 4:23. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form. This is Jeremiah. It was without form and void. Heard that before? And the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord, big L-O-R-D, and by his fierce anger. For thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate. Now listen to this. Yet will I not make a full end. Okay? Now, prophets, you know, Moses wrote Genesis 1:1. Then here we have the prophets. This is Jeremiah. Prophets see future, but God also gives them a look down the past.
Yeah.
Jeremiah was looking both ways. This actually happened in the past, and it also would happen in the future. Remember, we're dealing with an eternal God. He can show you what he wants to. Now, Isaiah 14:12. Here's Isaiah now. He's seeing something. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For, what? How are you fall down, Lucifer, and you weakened the nations? Okay. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend. Do you hear all the I wills?
Yeah.
I will get myself higher than God. That's what he's saying. This is exactly what we're dealing with in the earth.
Yep.
Human beings saying we have no need of God anymore. We will exalt ourselves above God. That was free, but I just want to throw that in there. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Okay? They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man? And sometimes it says worm there. Made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house, or that actually means they're in their tombs. Okay. All right, so now this one is also looking down into the eternal past. O Lucifer, how art thou fallen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you with me?
Yes.
Y'all understand what we're talking about. So this is telling what happened. So God created all things perfect. He created three archangels. You know who they are. He created Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. Okay. Many others, but these were the archangels. Lucifer cross wills with God.
Yeah.
God turned away from the place that Lucifer was residing, or the areas he was over. God turned. He removed his glory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, and when he did, we had tohu vabohu. So, let me read you Genesis 1 again, or Genesis 2. Let me read you 1, 2. Genesis 1, 2. And the earth was without form and void. We just saw that in Jeremiah. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So between Genesis 1 and Genesis 1, 2, there was a lot of things that went on. Now, if you don't believe that, that's okay. But I just read it to you. And those scriptures actually repeat themselves historically and go into the future as well. But from everything I can see, we know that when Lucifer crossed wills, that he was not an archangel anymore. He was put down, so to speak, on a lower level. And so then we see that God said light be, and he divided the light from the darkness. But interesting, he's dividing the light from the darkness before he ever creates the sun and moon and stars. So he divided light from dark.
Right.
You're not in it anymore. You're just going to be a serpent. I'm telling you, that might be two whales. Well, well. So, we know that that first light was different. It was God light. It was glory. Now, on the sixth day, as Mrs. Brim would say, on the sixth day, God stepped into center stage. And he said, let us make man in our image. And so he created us in his image. And then an angel pops up and you see him talking. See, you're going to have to read the Bible. An angel pops up, talks about it over in Psalm 8, and he says, what is a man that you are so mindful of him and you crowned him with your glory? In other words, you gave him the same clothes you're wearing. You're giving him your light. You're giving him your light suit. You put him in an earth suit, but then you put the light suit on top of it. See, people think, well, they were walking around naked because they didn't know anything. They weren't naked. They were wearing a whoa.
Yes.
Me too. Adam and Eve were wearing glory. Now, if you need to know, the reason we know that this was an angel that asked this, you can find that over in Hebrews 2. You can find out, they tell you, you gotta get the Bible together, read the Bible together. You go over there and it says an angel asked that question. What is a man? You made him a little, by the way, that scripture says a little lower than the angels. That doesn't say that. It says a little lower than Elohim. So he made man between the angels and him. Man has more power than angelic forces on the earth. Amen. But angels had a will, and we have a will. Now what we do is many times, and many Christians haven't dug enough to see these things, but they just take the next part of the story and just start running with it. And that's okay. But I like to dig deep. Now, the Bible says that God and man were walking together on the earth. What did he do? He walked in the cool of the day. You remember that? He's walking in the cool. What does that mean? It's not mean that it was cooler in the afternoon. He's walking in the spirit of the day. This is when they had their fellowship. They walked in that time of the day. And it was, I'm going to say it was cool. In the way when you're my age, we said cool. That's cool when God's walking with you. Now, anyway, so just real quick, we'll just recap so we can move forward in this. But Satan came, of course, you know, he tempted Adam. Adam fell. Man turned his will towards Satan. I'm going to do what he says. And when he did, he lost that glory suit. It was, God had to remove it. It wasn't punishment that it was removed. It was safety. Mm-hmm. Because light just obliterates darkness.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I like the song that Nina's singing. Talk about that fire burning through there. Mm-hmm. And you sang one that had the fire burning through it today too, I think. Or something similar like that. But because light will totally get rid of darkness.
Yeah.
And you turn on a light, the darkness leaves. There's just no way around that. And when God light comes in, darkness leaves. Okay, so he had to quit hugging him. How would you like it if you couldn't hug your kid anymore? But God had to resist that so that he wouldn't hurt Adam. So he takes him out of the garden and starts covenant over. He had a plan. He had a plan before Lucifer ever did this.
Right.
Satan doesn't sneak up on God.
No.
They knew all along. The Bible says from the foundation of the world, the Trinity got together and decided what they would do because they knew what would happen. Praise the Lord. And so we know that Adam, now here's your scripture in the New Testament. Romans 3:23 says, man fell short of the what? Glory. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Okay, so the glory seems to be very important through the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy with everything good. We'll talk about that in a minute. So he didn't want his goodness to consume him, so he pulled back. And this is, Mrs. Brim says, Billy Brim, our mama in the Lord, says, this is when Satan said, what are you going to do now? And that's the way Miss Brim says it. What are you going to do now? God already knew what he's going to do.
Yeah.
It's nothing to him. He's just waiting for the lease to be up and we'll be done with that critter forever. Amen. Now, so God's starting this plan to rebuild, renew, restore. He's starting a plan here for this. 1 Corinthians 2:6. You don't have to go there. You know this. I've probably preached this to you more than anything else. But it actually says that the devils or the princes of darkness, they would not have crucified Jesus had they known the outcome. They would have tried to think of something else. I say to you today, right here, that he's about to make the same mistake. He's pushed it too far. And he's gotten himself too far out there. And he's going to be really sorry. Because he's going to, the clock that he's tried to push forward is going to push his clock way back.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Here's my point. God always comes on the scene with a plan. The plan is to restore, rebuild, and renew. He did that right after Lucifer fell. He did it after Adam fell. He did it after the patriarchs failed. He did it after you failed. He did it after Peter failed. He did. Look at Paul. He rebuilt there. He renewed there. He restored there. He's always had a plan. Jesus was and is the plan. As the song they sing, I think Deb sings this one, Saturday's disappointment is Sunday's empty tomb. Today, oh, I just got a sugar charge from the Holy Ghost. Did you? The altar call that we had was all about this today. You're not going to suffer from disappointment. And walk around in disappointment in your life. God has got you and he's got a plan.
Yes, he does.
Listen to Isaiah 61:2. I'm sent to announce a new season of Yahweh's grace and a time of God's recompense on his enemies, to comfort all who are in sorrow, to strengthen those crushed by despair, who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful bouquet in the place of ashes, the oil of bliss instead of tears, the mantle of joyous praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Because of this, they will be known as mighty oaks of righteousness, planted by Yahweh as a living display of His glory. They will restore ruins from long ago and rebuild what was long devastated. Rebuild what was long devastated. All right, class, it's time to pray. What will be restored? I'm quoting teachers right now. Class, let's pray. It's coming back. It's coming back. He stole it from us a long time ago, prayer. Why are there shootings in school? Because they took prayer out of school. And prayer is coming back, and shootings are going out. Oh, how could this be? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't think this world has already gone through the same events we're going through now? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, many times, many times.
Yes. Yep.
There's a guy, I don't know if I can do a good job of this or not, but there's an English guy who's really standing up for America now. Can't even call his name. But he worked and worked and worked in England until he said, we can at least keep socialism out for 20 years. That's pretty good. Well, it got quiet in here. Where are y'all? Y'all don't believe that? Restore, rebuild, renew. Can it happen in the world today? Can it happen in the United States today? Can it happen in Israel today? Can it happen in the lives of people who are in despair? Can it happen on a personal level, in the church, in a business, in a family? The answer is absolutely yes. There have been many times when countries have totally gone into despair. Look at the Jewish people. Millions went to the gas chamber. But look at them now. That's horrible. See, we don't even think that could happen again. It's not going to happen here. But that same spirit's trying to get around in the earth. Same thing. Well, I hope that's not too deep for you. But it's true. We win. Now, how do we do that? Well, we do what we know we need to do as the ecclesia of the church. We use our authority. We say what we want. We walk in love. And whether we're Democrats or Redoglicans, we stay in faith and walk in love. Y'all can flip that around, cat people, if you need to. I'm just trying to stay off the trail of anybody's feelings there. So, we agree with the Bible. We walk in the light. Now, what I want to do is I want to bring the focus down now and tell you what I know to be true in the Spirit and where the Spirit's leading us as we watch, restore, rebuild, and renew, because it's here. I want you to notice that it said, I'm sent to announce. Do you get that? I'm sent to announce a new season. I'm sent to announce a new season. That's what he said. Other translations say proclaim. I'm going to proclaim. To proclaim means to declare, to decree, to announce publicly. It's assertive, church. It's assertive. It's not just, well, I sure do hope America turns around. I sure do hope my life turns around. I sure hope brother so-and-so has a turnaround in his life. No, I declare in the name of Jesus that my relatives have an awakening. All my cousins and all my aunts and uncles are in heaven, but they had an awakening, all right.
Yeah.
But I declare the people in this city, I decree it. I decree and declare that the pastors will pick up and they'll love their sheep enough to tell them the truth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said he came to announce. So he heard from God and then he announced it. Now, so he's making this announcement and he said it's a season to restore, rebuild, and renew. So what we need to do is declare that season upon us. So I want you to say this. This is my season. God will restore. He will rebuild. He will renew. All that has to do with me. I announce it. I declare it. I decree it. I believe it. I receive it. I have it. And I thank you, Lord, for it. And I always forgive. Amen. So we see now, though, now that you probably felt pretty good about that. You probably sensed it, but we actually need to be saying this, not just from our minds, not just because Pastor said it and you repeated it, but get this in your system. This is the time of renewal. This is a time of restoration. Like, well, I don't see it. That's why you need to announce it. So we can just sit here. And if someone was going to get up and sing, if we didn't announce it, we'd all just sit here. And let's say Jessie was on the slot where she roused her, whatever she was going to get up and sing, but we're all sitting here. Man, what's going to happen? But we announce, here's Jessie. And then Jessie gets up, ma, and you know, praise the Lord, does what she does. And we're all, thank you, Jesus. She leads us right into whatever's good. But if we didn't announce it, if we didn't announce to you that we were going to have a picnic or baptism or something, how would it happen? True. You have to announce it so all of creation can participate.
That's good.
So we have announced that we're in rebuilding, renewing, and restoration. We have announced that today. I am announcing in my life restoration in my body. Rebuilding in my body. Renewal in my body. Renewal in this body. Strength in this house. What needs to come forth in this house and in the ministries of this house. This is our season. Now, you do this when Jesus said, no man ate fruit of you hereafter forever, talking about the fig tree. Okay, now, he didn't just go, that tree, every time I come by here, that tree doesn't do what I need it to do. First of all, he didn't talk in that southern accent. But I'm doing it on purpose because that's how Texans complain. He said, you're not going to produce fruit? You're out of here. Bam! But when he said it, and then he said to them, they said, looky there, Jesus. That thing died on their way back. It died because he cursed it from the root. It died. He launched it from an authoritative, it was an authoritative command launched from the Spirit. That came out of his spirit. God is not a mind. God is not your mind. God is in your spirit. And so you have to launch something from your spirit. That's where faith comes from. It comes from your spirit. So you can repeat what Pastor says all day long. But if it doesn't get down in your spirit, if the Word of God doesn't get down in your spirit, and you speak it, because it doesn't have any energy if it's just floating through the trees of your brain. But if it gets down in your spirit will overtake those trees in your brain. It'll overtake that complaining mouth. And then don't run back to the fig tree. Did it die yet? Did it die yet? I said it did. I said I'm renewing. I said I'm rebuilding. I said I'm restoring. That's my season right now.
That's right.
Amen.
That's good.
Praise the Lord. So we're declaring this season, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me. What did He anoint me? To preach the gospel to the poor. What's He saying? Oh, y'all poor people. I'm sorry y'all are poor. Let me just preach it. You know, I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus. It's okay. Y'all be poor. No, he's telling them, you don't have to be poor anymore. It's so funny how people just want to preach the front thing. So the gold that gets on people during the glory, that's not the end. That's the beginning. Amen. That's the beginning. You see gold manifesting on our faces or something? That's just a manifestation. That's just a sign and a wonder. That's God is saying, I'm in the room. I want to do something for people.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't say to the poor, I'm here now. So we'll just be happy no matter what state you're in. The Bible says he went about removing burdens. He went about getting people out of that yoke. That's what that says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. The anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. And so he's anointed to set the captives free. And that has everything to do with renewal. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to do, this is something fun. Hath anointed me to preach good tidings. You hear that? Preach good tidings. In the Hebrew, that's one word. It's basar. B-A-S-A-R. And this is what it means. Declare good. Declare good. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to declare good. So I'm just doing that to you because that is my calling. I declare good over you today. I declare good. In fact, I'm empowered on another level to compare, to declare good over you because that's the main calling in my life. So I declare good. So when I say, and I'm not bragging on me, I said the Spirit of the Lord. When I say what Brother Robert said, something good is going to happen to you, I'm declaring it from a heritage that belongs to me. Yeah. Man, I was teaching those people some stuff and Misty got up there. She's our friend, Misty Westland. She got up there. She's a prophetic lady and she's a y'all's age. And she started saying, man, take this for yourself. This is your heritage. This is who we are.
Right.
If I'm anointed to declare good, you're anointed to declare good. If Jesus is anointed to declare good, you're anointed to declare good. And that happens to be the persuasion here even more. Praise the Lord. Something good is happening today. Well, I hope so. Hope is in the future. What did David say to the giant? Today, I'm going to take you out. Blah, 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 blah. You know it. Today. You know that dummy Pharaoh? Moses said, the frogs jumping everywhere. He says, all right, they're making a deal, you know. And he says, when do you want the frogs to leave? Pharaoh said, tomorrow. I'm like, now, frogs, go. Now. That's just, you know, I apologize, Pharaoh, wherever you are. And I don't know where he is. But it is a dummy behavior, isn't it? Well, maybe tomorrow. Well, maybe tomorrow. How about today? What if we just declared today that we saw something renewed today, that we saw something rebuilt today, that we saw something be restored today, 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 today. And we saw it happen today. The Bible says over in Hebrews, today, if you will not harden your heart, but you will believe today, something can happen today. Today. Thank you, Lord. The Lord just talked to me. He said, I like this, Rocks. That's because he wants it today. Wants it today. Quit putting it off. You know, I totally understand seed, time, and harvest. You sow a seed, sometimes there's time, and there's a harvest. I understand that. You understand that. That's good. I understand that through faith and patience. Through patience, we obtain the promises. I understand that. But I'm going to show you something. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
I'm going to get to it. Spirit and word work together. It said the earth was void and without form. It said the Spirit came and hovered over the deep. It's waiting for word. The Spirit is hovering here right now, waiting for your word right now. God said light, and light was right then. It wasn't tomorrow. It was right then. Because in the glory realm, there is no time. By faith, when we're living out every day, doing things, things involve people, we use our faith. Sometimes things take time. But when we start getting into these places that God's called us into the glory, that element of time is pushed away. And it's now. Today. Today. That was free. But anyway. So, spirit and sound moved things, particularly the sound of God's words. Particularly the sounds of God's words. Yes. Use His words to declare. Use not just yours. Well, I'm going to think something to say. Use these words to declare. Use these. See? Call for the next season. It's time to restore. It's time to rebuild. It's time to renew. Just like God has done it every time. There were hard seasons. I'm about to tell you what I was going to tell you. Hard seasons, but He always came through. He let the prophets and His friends know what He was doing. The verse said He's sent to announce a new season of Yahweh's grace. Okay? So I'm announcing to you a new season. A new season. The season of the glory realm. The season of restoration, renewal, rebuilding. Church, you know, I just think that we've been in the America, maybe not us personally, maybe because we live in the kingdom, but America's been in a tohu vabohu.
Yeah.
There's chaos. Yeah. It's crazy when people start thinking they're cats.
Yeah.
Some people haven't even heard about that. I don't know if you heard on the news. Now they're adding another letter to all those letters, and that's because people think they're cats. Kids do. And parents are calling in saying they need a litter box at the school now. I don't know if you've heard that. I'm going to go ahead and tell it because it's true. Now, here's what's funny. Now, are they going to have a vet with a nurse there? And what about your taxes? You know that part that says child tax credit. Are they going to have to put cat tax credit? And if they do that, is everyone who owns cats going to get credit? Because the cat ladies are going to be so happy. Because they're going to have like 32. Now, I'm being silly, but do you see how crazy that is? If that's not tohu vabohu, I don't know what is. Because that's crazy. You start thinking about the reality of these things and letting your kids think they're cats. And I'll go ahead and say some of them are going for the dog thing too. But this has crazy stuff.
But God.
She's preaching my next line. That's right. The chaos is ending. Our God is going to do what He's done before, and He's going to do it again. I don't know if you saw Dutch Sheets the other night. Man, he went after it. And he was declaring. And then Hank got up there and wow. People were getting healed, saved, delivered. I mean, it was amazing. Listen to this scripture. Isaiah 48:3. Long ago, I told you what was going to happen. Then suddenly I took action. And my predictions came true. Now it seems like a long time ago they told us that things were going to change around. But here they are. Now when you look at the commentators on this scripture. This is what one of them said. I really liked it. He said, they came to pass at an unexpected time when you were not looking for them and perhaps were even doubting whether they would occur or even calling into question if God wanted it to happen. Is it true? Could it really be? Could America be great again? Could my life actually get better? Could it really turn around today? Am I really free? Could I really be prosperous? Can I get unstuck? Can it really happen to me? Does God really want it? And then half of the church, three quarters of the church, tells people it's God's will to be stuck, which is a lie. So what I'm announcing to you is we're right in the middle of a suddenly. Right in the middle of the suddenly. Well, what if I don't see anything today? Now, wait a minute. You're just getting in doubt right now. You will. You have. You've already seen it right here. You've seen it right here. It's happening right here. Because you can sense in your very being that God can do it.
Thank you for it, Lord.
Amen. Now, here's something interesting. You're going to like this. This verse was about those who were getting delivered from Babylon. You know what Babylon means? That's the system. That's the political system they were in. That was they were being overtaken by people that were trying to put them into slavery and things like that. And they captured them. They were prisoners, so to speak. In Daniel's time, they had them all, but it was I just have to tell you, it was just kind of more socialistic, but they had control over them. Okay. They weren't like it was in Egypt. But it was not a good time. But see, they had been in it for so long, they were thinking it couldn't be. What have you been in for so long that you think it can't be? Because today you're out. You're out today. Just go on out. What's been bugging you for 30 years? Or not y'all, but y'all could put your two lives together and do that. What's been bugging you for 16 years? What's been going on? What's trying to stop you all this time? Somebody did in the past? You got a bad family member? So what? They don't have any effect on you. They don't have it. If you keep your character, God will keep your reputation. I don't care who lives around you and what they've done around you.
Glory.
All right. I like it.
It's time to be delivered from all the oppression that the enemy has put on us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just probably not going to be another good day. Everything's going to go wrong. It's too hot. Now it's too cold. Now it's... That's you. I declare that we are in the time. Restoration, renewal, and rebuilding. And we'll talk more about what that looks like. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your presence here right now. I pray that you would manifest here in a way that all would feel your tangible presence here today, Lord. Experience your supernatural realm. Lord, we do live by faith. We love the anointing on our lives, but we want more of you. We just want more of you. We want restoration. We want to be rebuilt. We want to be renewed. We'll walk in that way, in any way that you show us to walk in. And I'm just thanking you right now for suddenlies. I'm thanking you for your creative miracles. I'm thanking you for the birth of things that have been held up in the spirit. Come, Lord, and just settle on your people right now. Remove the chaff. Give them peace and comfort. Give them a new excitement because they know that they're in the spirit and the season of great victories for the body of Christ. Yeah. It's a new season, Lord. We proclaim it. Restoration, renewal, rebuilding. We proclaim creative miracles. We proclaim that we are the glorious church. Yeah. And we say that We have what we say and it manifests. We declare that hesitation is removed from our midst when it comes to moving by the unction of the Spirit. We are well able to pick up on that unction and move.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.